This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government today. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagarh, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh today. Referring to the government's welfare scheme, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives such as the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and Jal Jeevan Mission are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and underprivileged sections of society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है. आज जल जीवन मिशन योजना के कारण गांव-गांव में पानी की समस्या का समाधान हो रहा है. देश में रिकॉर्ड संख्या में नए एम्स, आईआईटी और आईएम्स खुल रहे हैं. गरीब से गरीब वर्ग के बच्चों के सपने साकार हो पा रहे हैं. गरीब और वंचित के उत्थान का संकल्प, सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र, सेवा की ये भावना आज ये सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है.
He also mentioned the launch of a campaign called Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam to promote environmental protection. Mr. Modi added that amid the material progress in the world, we are facing various challenges related to war, conflict and human values. Earlier, the Prime Minister visited temples of the Paramhansa Advaita sect, met with prominent spiritual leaders and participated in a satsang program. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will contest the upcoming 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in an alliance led by the AIADMK. Interacting with the media in Chennai today, he said the Narendra Modi government has allowed Tamil youth to write the UPSC exams in the Tamil language. Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have broken away from secessionism, placing their trust in the constitution. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the move. He said under the current government, the spirit of unity prevails in Jammu and Kashmir. He added that this is a victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted the release trials of long-range glide bomb Gaurav from the Su-30 MKI aircraft. According to the Defence Ministry, the trial successfully demonstrated a range close to 100 kilometres with accuracy. Gaurav is a 1,000-kilometer class glide bomb designed and developed indigenously by Research Center Imarat, Armament Research and Development Establishment and Integrated Test Range situated at Chandipur. Senior officials of DRDO and the Indian Air Force participated and reviewed these trials. China's finance ministry today announced that it has raised additional tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125%. In a statement, the ministry said the U.S. side's imposition of excessively high tariff on China seriously violates international economic and trade rules and is simply an act of unilateral bullying and coercion. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu Kashmir, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Telangana. According to the IMD, heavy rainfalls is likely in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Kerala, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh today, as well as in Assam and Meghalaya during the next 4 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings, CSK have set a target of 104 runs before Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR at MA Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tonight. Put into bat, CSK scored 103 runs for 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, KKR were 71 for 1 in 6 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.